Welcome back to the Virtual Light Broadcast. We'll hear from Steve and the group with the final channel of the day in just a moment. But I'd like you to join me, if you so wish, to celebrate the upcoming month of February. Let's prepare for it now. Like I said, February to me is the month of love. So right now, put your hands, both your hands, up to your heart and take a moment and think of all the people you would like to spread your heart love energy to. Wish them well with your entire being. The ones who need it, who are having such a hard time in this world, to your children, to anyone you know, but to a stranger. This next week, as you go around doing your business and reach out to other people, look them in the eye, give them a smile, and have that energy go out to them by putting your arms out, and they will feel it and return it to you as well. Have your hands go back to your heart, because like I said before, love begins with you. Love yourself, and then you will begin to make a difference to anyone you meet. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Malia. I join you this day with great joy. You see, we see the other side of your entire existence. From looking at it from what we call home, the essence of everything, we see a huge energy that is building. Well, you see, dear ones, there's a major transition going on in several different levels on planet Earth. And as you have been aware, especially with the recent problems and so forth, having to do with fires in different places throughout the world, that there is absolutely a divot in the energy. There's a dip in the energetics of everything at this moment because of the huge number of animals, trees, everything else that is in the process of transitioning. But one of the beautiful parts about this is what you have called the divas of the forest. For if you go into a forest and you simply observe, you'll see all sorts of things trying to get your attention. Trees even trying to talk to you, animals flying by to try to get your attention. All sorts of things are very much aware of you. Now, the spirits themselves, just like yours, you do not display your spirit on as you walk around every day. It is basically that part of you which lights up your eyes, which makes you smile, which gives you their whole personality. That is actually your spirit. Well, the same is true with the animals and the divas of the forest. The divas are basically what you would call the trees and the plants' higher selves. And of course, the animals have spirits, just like you do. Actually, everything has spirits, just like you do. But you being the higher vibration, you can see your own spirit. You're starting to see it emerge. You're starting to see a new process with this. But many of the conversations on planet Earth will now start to be around animals. Because basically, you have a huge energy that is drawing your attention right in that area. But it's also a very fascinating piece. You see, dear ones, a while back, we mentioned that on planet Earth, there will be people leaving. There will be people leaving in rather large numbers, but also animals leaving. For, you see, on the other side of the veil, what you call home, there is a rather large happening, a rather large gathering taking place right now in many areas to prepare for the next step of life here that you're going to experience here on Earth. So with this whole transition, there is a rather large team that is gathering on the other side of the veil. And you can call them the divas of the forest. You can call them the animals' higher selves. You can call them the spirits of everything, because it's fascinating. And humans are doing the same thing. There are many who will be called home even early to be on the other side, to be part of a very important team that is basically receiving a lot of energy and preparing this next step of the next game. So, although we ask you to honor them with your love, for they have given everything that they can give, and although this terrible fires and tragedies that happen in many places, in many different ways throughout the planet, that will continue to happen for a while as the Earth goes through this next transition. But we also tell you that you're being watched. You're being taken care of. There's a place being prepared for you right now. So when you think of these things, and when you hear about a tragedy where many people are drawn home, where people have to suddenly go, yes, of course, send your energy not only to the planet and to the first responders and all those people here, but send a special thanks to those who've actually crossed over, because you're going to get an opportunity to see them again. And they are preparing a space right now, a whole new level of energy. Now, a while back, you went through this timeline merge that we've talked much about. We want to tell you, you are doing very well with grounding this energy. This is going to change everything moving forward. You've already shifted it. Now, yes, there's a lot of things that have to catch up. Things don't change overnight, but the direction has shifted. So keep your eyes open, pay attention, and give thanks. Especially give honoring and thanks to those beings that have crossed the veil. Whether they were humans that you know, humans that you didn't know, or animals, or trees. Whatever it is, it's a rebirth. Keep that in mind. There's some joy coming that we can barely describe to you because it is so large. It does not always fit into your world. But we tell you the magic is here and it's underway. So as you connect to the animal kingdom, and you'll find many people doing it in different ways, because that's becoming more important to come together as one. And it's easier to come together with the animals right now than it is with the trees or the devas in the forest or the plants. That will come soon. You have a huge shift on planet Earth. And you're there to watch the whole thing. You're there actually to guide it. You'll remember every step because you came with that information. It's simply a matter of remembering who you are in this very moment and working with that. The greatest joys are coming to planet Earth very quickly right now because you've already done the most difficult parts of this. So now, with that taking place, we ask you all to come together. If you're able to come together in unit, that's perfect. To come together to focus your intent, to focus your light in just a single area for just a moment, now has more effect than you ever had before. It's absolutely incredible what's taking place. And yes, we know you're having all sorts of difficulties with your governments and all the things that are going on with the monetary systems and so forth. We tell you those are human things and they will resolve. But this is the spirit. And it's a beautiful transition that's taking place on multiple levels. They are opening the door for all humans everywhere. Dear ones, we are overjoyed to see you all in place for this next transition, for the work that is ahead. Each of you have your own part of the puzzle that is very unique and very special. And we honor you for carrying it. We honor you for even remembering that you had it, for being willing to step out and make a difference. The time is now. You've made it. What you don't know is that you've already won the game. Keep that in mind. We will share more with you as we go forward. It's with the greatest of honor, dear ones, that I get to greet you in these ways, get to share with you the beautiful energy that you have now changed on planet Earth. The feminine energy is blending in a way that it has never done before. And that benefits everyone everywhere. It's with the greatest of honor we ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another at every opportunity, and play well together as you step into this new game. I am Merlia. I love you dearly. Come up and see me sometime. Espavo.
Espavo. Well, I have enjoyed today so much. I hope you have as well. We are looking forward to what is ahead. You know, like the group says, just wait till you see what's coming. I can't wait. And every day I celebrate and have gratitude for where we are in this world and for all of you. So I'm going to turn the camera over to Steve right now, and we'll say goodbye.
All right. Well, it's been a joy today. I have to tell you, this is one of the best shows I think we've had in quite some time. I really enjoyed every part of this myself, and I know Meg had just an outstanding piece, as did Allison, as did Barbara. So we're here to share our joy with you as much as we can every month. This is really our honor to be able to present the Virtualite broadcast in this way. So thank you for giving us an opportunity to play the role in this way.
We feel you. We wish we could be with you in person, but this is the next best thing. So take care of yourself. Espavo.
We do have a few people we want to say thanks to real quick. We'll just go through them very quickly. You probably know who most of them are. And that's according to, here we go, have to find the mouse. It disappears sometimes. There we go. Special thanks to Meg Adamson for the incredible work she's doing and the incredible work she's done. And also catch her in this new seminar that we're doing, Walking Between the Worlds. The next event of that is coming up very soon. Also,
we want to thank Allison Chester Lambert. She has such important information, the way she ties it all together. And so often it agrees with the group. And It's truth.
It really does. It's amazing. So thank you, Allison, for being there. She does awesome, awesome work, too. And, of course, Elena Era does the magical graphics that you see all over the website and in our broadcast. Thank you, Elena, for making us look good. There you go, Barb.
Oh, it's sure good to me. I love you, Nick. And your last name is
Pneumatikos.
I'm going to have to
practice it.
Pneumatikos. Oh, Nick, you do such wonderful work.
Nick's our webmaster. He's the one that makes everything flow very well for us. So thank you, Nick. Also, Kathy Moran. Kathy does all the support services. She runs a help desk. So if you ever run into problems, she's the one that's basically getting you out of trouble. So thank you so much for that. We've had an incredible time today. Gail Harris is our producer. She does so much for us from time to time, you can't imagine. So we really appreciate all the effort and work that everyone has put into this. And of course, we are here all the time. Thank you all for being with us. It's a very large family. The family of E is gathering. Thank you all for being a part of it in so many ways. The greatest opportunities on planet Earth are starting now. Good opportunities to work in many different ways. Enjoy the journey, everybody. We love you.
Espavo.